think it's unfair, and I think it's unnecessary, and I might even say unconscionable that this was the direction necessary. And it's not about just two sports. The press release, Ann, that you may have seen, it said that there were three drivers. Competitiveness, financial stability, and Title IX. One of the ironies of the competitiveness, and the fact is that you want to field, if you're going to field 20 sports, you want them all to have a chance to win championships. But it's a little bit of an irony, the CAA, the conference we're in, that we've lost three schools in the last 8 months, and we got more competitive, if only by process of elimination. I think the other thing is on competitiveness is that only on a chalkboard where you do X's and O's can you justify the fact that if you do this, that, and the other, it automatically creates a better result, and you rarely see it. On the financial side of it, on one hand, I am talking to Mike, we're going to reallocate the dollars from those sports to other sports, to the other sports that remain. But then another report said that we would experience a savings in the athletic program. So I'm not sure if you reallocate or if you don't reallocate, well, then you didn't help out on the competitive scale. And Title IX, we said that we're not out of Title IX compliance. So I don't think that was a driver. I just think it's disappointing, man. And I'm hoping that we ultimately decide that we're not going to go down that path.
What kind of impact on the university as a whole would happen or would it have if you were to eliminate the baseball and soccer team for the men?
You know, in the scheme of things, Ann, because there's events that occur in the world every day that are 1,000 times more significant than this might be, and the lasting effect sometimes is not much more than a week. University of Maryland eliminated 8 sports. I think the lasting effect will probably be minimal. But to those individuals, to the image of the school, this looks like just another case of big time athletics that got out ahead of themselves, and then they had to cut back. You know, if you look at the graduation rates of soccer players and baseball players at Towson, you know, it's very, very high. I mean, both of those sports have been functioning with about 50 to 60% of the resources of the other schools they compete with, and they've been able to be competitive. I just think it, for Towson University, I think it just sends the wrong message in terms of, as opposed to looking like this is being fiscally responsible, I think it looks as if we're, you know, just making some sports so much more significant than others. And we're a baseball town. I mean, isn't that an irony? We waited 15 years to have a competitive baseball program at Camden Yards, and 2 days after we clinch a playoff, Towson University, the only Division I program in the Baltimore region, is announcing they're going to cancel their baseball program. And men's soccer, Baltimore is thought to be a hotbed for collegiate soccer for forever. And on the baseball front end, one of my dearest friends, I spoke to him this morning, John Sherholtz, president of Braves, Towson grad. His dad's name is on the baseball stadium at Towson. And, you know, John is disappointed, but he wouldn't pretend that he has enough information to, you know, to really comment beyond just disappointment.
Mike, do you think this is a done deal? I mean, the president says she set up this athletics task force. They're going to hear from the community, and she'll wait to make her decision until mid-next month. Do you think that there's still a chance the alumni and the university community can change her mind?
Well, you know, Ann, the concern I have about this task force is it can make the Jerry Springer show look like it's 60 minutes. It's going to be a lot of noise. I'm an optimist. I think that because what's the point of having the task force just to tell our president, that what the athletic director has recommended makes a lot of sense. So make it a final coup d'état. So I'm going to be optimistic, Ann, that if reasonable voices can prevail, that we'll look at all the information, which Mike Waddell has looked at as the athletic director, but now it's in a different set of eyes, and they'll come to the conclusion that to achieve the three objectives, competitiveness, financial stability, and Title IX, that we don't have to go down this path.